That takes us to 8:45 in the morning. The program's up front. My name is Brian Edwards-Tiekert, and we're going to turn to local news. Tomorrow, the Board of Directors of Bay Area Rapid Transit, BART, is going to vote on a proposal that would name a road next to Fruitvale BART after Oscar Grant, the young man who was face down on a platform at Fruitvale Station when BART police officer Johannes Meserle shot him in the back and killed him 10 years ago. We're joined on the line by Oscar Grant's uncle, Cephas Johnson, also known as Uncle Bobby. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
10 years seems like a long time to get movement from BART on some kind of official acknowledgement of what happened to your nephew. You want to walk us through what the process has been like to get here?
Most definitely. Well, as you know, on January 1st, 2009, Oscar Grant was shot at the Fruitvale BART station, where he actually was killed by BART officer Johannes Meserle. And of course, definitely after that time period, we begin to engage BART concerning the renaming of the Fruitvale BART station to maybe Fruitvale Grant Way or Fruitvale Grant Station. Some form of atonement that BART can do in regards to what happened to Oscar. And sadly, the wheels of justice turned so extremely slow. One of the things we did thought after too at that time, which was much confusion, was having one of those streets by the Fruitvale BART station named Oscar Grant Way. And we are finally at this point where we have, of course, the City Council of Oakland creating a resolution in regards to the naming of Oscar Grant Way. We have at least four, maybe five BART board members basically in agreement that it should be named Oscar Grant Way. And, of course, tomorrow will be the determining factor of the remainder of the BART boards that may members that may not be certain about whether it should be renamed that. We'll have an opportunity to hear from the community and their expression on how they feel that that particular unnamed street should be named Oscar Grant Way.
Who's making an argument against it?
Well, we know Deborah Allen, one of the BART board members, and the others haven't really vocalized it yet. But we do know they haven't just outright said that they were supportive of it. So the main one that we do know of that has really kind of raised this issue concerning the fact that nothing should have anything to do with Oscar Grant name was Deborah Allen.
And what's the argument?
That, first she spoke on the issue concerning the BART renaming, that no living or dead person with the name of a civilian name should be named after BART. But, of course, we know MacArthur BART is named after MacArthur himself. And several others have names that were named after human beings. So, I mean, that was the basis of her standing on concerning the naming of the BART station.
Wow. Walk us through what reforms have happened at BART since the killing of your nephew. I mean, in a way, naming a street seems like the least the agency could do. The uprising after Johannes Meserle shot and killed Oscar Grant, there was a lot of discussion over the fact that there's no real civilian oversight over the BART police. Nobody really knew what the training protocols were. Has BART changed things of substance, or is it just symbolic?
It's been more symbolic. To give an example, of course, in 2010, we were able to run back and forth to Sacramento to get a citizen oversight board with an independent auditor. However, one of the struggles with the citizen oversight board and the independent auditor was the ability to be able to run themselves financially. And so there's always been a struggle in that respect. And then in essence, most people is unaware that we have a citizen oversight that represents the community when it comes to police complaints. So a lot of the complaints doesn't really go to the citizen oversight board or the independent auditor who can actually investigate those complaints, but they go directly to internal affairs at BART. So the failure to advertise how important the Citizen Oversight Committee can do in regard, what they can do in regards to you filing a complaint, has never really been raised as an issue for the community to be aware of, that they don't have to file their complaints with the internal affairs of BART. So that's one of the problematic issues. The other main problematic issue is that, irregardless of whether an officer was found guilty by the Citizen Oversight Board, the BART Chief of Police has the final discretion on whether he was sustained the findings or not sustained the findings. And what we've found in pretty much all the cases is that he never sustained any findings if there's a finding of wrong by a BART police officer. In other words, the Citizen Oversight Committee has no teeth to really enforce any type of disciplinary or action concerning a wrongful act by a BART police officer. Now, the independent auditor, go ahead.
Is that something that the elected BART board can change, or does that require action at the state level?
Of course, I believe the BART board can actually have some emphasis on changing, but what has failed is the fact that the National Organization of Black Law Executive that did the initial evaluation concerning the BART police policy had found many, many outdated procedures and policies that needed to be updated. And of course, it's been 10 years, and still, BART policies and procedures still need to be updated. In other words, many of them has not been completed or still in the process of trying to be completed, but hasn't been completed in a sense that it has been satisfactory to the National Organization of Black Law Executive or the Myers-Nave report on their own investigation.
You know, it raises a bigger question. Particularly the failure to execute those fairly simple reforms, which is, you know, should a transit agency have its own police force? Like, is BART in a position to put adequate restraints on the 400 or so armed officers who operate under its jurisdiction, or should that be left to other law enforcement agencies?
I've always been in the position that it should be left to other law enforcement agencies. The BART Police Department really, I'm not sure if you're aware of the history, has actually killed over 10 people, not just commuters, but we're talking about civilians, in many of the wrongful ways that we can ever imagine. And many has been hurt by BART police officers with an overuse of excessive force. And so just based on those numbers in the history, BART police officers are not, what I believe, trained adequately enough to actually handle situations that entail individuals that the BART police may allege have done something wrong, and thereby create an environment where this particular person may lose their life.
Well, speaking of Cephas Johnson, he's also known as Uncle Bobby. He is the uncle of Oscar Grant, who was shot and killed in the back while face down on the platform of the Fruitvale BART station on New Year's Day in the early morning hours 10 years ago. Tomorrow, the BART board is going to take up a resolution to name a street adjacent to the Fruitvale BART station after Oscar Grant. That'll be at the meeting that starts tomorrow, February 14th at 9 a.m. at 2040 Webster Street in Oakland. Cephas Johnson, sounds like there's a good chance it will pass. We're only able to name one outspoken opponent on that BART board. What's next?
Well, definitely we want to call out to the community to come and share their voices and opinions concerning the unnamed street to be named Oscar Grant Way. That street, as we attempted 9 years ago to question our name in Oscar Grant Way, was told that first it was the city of Oakland, then it was BART, but what was surprising was the street had never been named. So we have an unnamed street that has no name, that should be named. And so we put in the request to name it Oscar Grant Way. And so that would be ideal. You know, it'd be a form of an atonement in a way being made. You know, we're extremely excited about the mural that's going to be coming up, hopefully completed by March 23rd, that will represent Oscar. You know, and so, you know, this is a call out to the community to come and share their opinion concerning this street and naming Oscar Grant Way.
All right. Uncle Bobby Cephas Johnson, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Again, Cephas Johnson, the uncle of Oscar Grant. And renaming that road Oscar Grant Way is on the agenda for tomorrow's BART Board of Directors meeting.